This episode of the Reg Stick Podcast, sponsored by El Rio Grande Mexican Restaurant. If you're looking for authentic home-style Mexican food and the best margaritas you'll ever salt your lips with, go see our friend Raul Urdiales and the fun-loving staff at Baton Rouge's oldest Mexican restaurant, El Rio Grande. 8334 Airline Highway, just north of Florida, across from Frank's.
Welcome to the Reg Stick Podcast. Today's guests are Sonny Weathers of Sonny's Disposition fame and the godfather of droll, James Brown. Now, here's your host, the Reg Stick's comedian in chief, Jeremy White.
All right. Is it that time? Yeah.
Hi, I'm a wide mouth frog.
Hey, Jeremy.
Huh?
Hey, what? Jeremy.
Hey.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hey.
Fuck that dude.
Welcome to the Reg Stick Podcast.
What?
Crazy. It's red. It's sticky.
And I'm Jeremy White.
And I'm... Oh, wait, no.
No? Mm-mm. That's not how we're doing it?
Sonny.
That's Sonny Weathers. I'm Jeremy White.
He's the fucking man of the hour.
It's the Reg Stick Podcast, last episode of the year. Here at
2016.
That is the one and only...
James Brown.
Yeah, you know it, motherfucker.
Don't talk man black of the hour, James tower of power. Here.
Huh?
I said, don't talk black just because James is
here. What?
It's my my Negro fungus that's like gets airborne. It's like a spore.
Is that why you're Leo Fungo?
Leo Fungo. Yeah.
See, I actually want to talk smarter when James is here. I want to be like.
That's true.
Literally that's the just, smartest depends, person I know.
This, well, it depends on what kind of mood I'm in. Or what I've most recently been listening to in the car, basically.
So if you recognize his voice, it's because you've been listening to Dork.
Hamilton. Hamilton, Hamilton, Hamilton.
Hamilton, Hamilton.
I was listening to Scarface on my block when I pulled up.
Jeez. So James Brown gracing us with his presence all the way from New Orleans.
New Orleans. My souvenir stores.
New Orleans.
And street performers killing the businesses, or at least that's what the business owners are saying in Junkies the French Quarter.
Pimps and whores. I don't know. They've been there for like years and years and years. So if they're just killing the business now, then it's been a slow burn.
Yeah, it's been a very slow burn. Oh, you haven't figured out that he got the shoes on his feet and he cost you $20 that he was going to spend in your restaurant?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Whatever.
But $20 doesn't tell you where you got your shoes.
Well, here's $20.
What? Get your shoes on your feet. Yeah.
That's if you still pay after that, you're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Or if you pay before that, you're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
True. So, James, if you if you're not a listener of Dork, why wouldn't you be? I mean, come on. You know James lives in New Orleans and does Dork Podcast with Nick Moore via Google Skype? Hangout?
Google Hangout is what we've been using. It's like a YouTube Live thing is what they're doing now. But it's the same. It's essentially the same technology. It's the same functioning program.
Okay.
But yeah, it's, you know, distance podcasting.
Yeah. Remote.
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 Oh, sometimes I get into town to do it.
And record. Yeah.
Like today.
Although I'm spending, instead of Dork time, I'm spending Reg Stick time. So.
Well, that's all. And we appreciate that. We always have fun with James Brown. It's been a while. We enjoy having you around. I think this is your only appearance in 2016, so we're closing it out right.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds about right.
You tell us how things are in New Orleans, what
like
you're doing.
Like Vanessa Williams, we saved the best for last.
Yeah?
Oh, I'm so honored and flattered.
So yeah, New Orleans is fine.
What do you do? Teach?
Yeah, I teach. I teach physics to high school students, sometimes they learn it. So it's
sometimes
exciting.
How old? Like how old?
The seniors. So like, you know, 20, 21.
Wow. I was going to say 23 or 24.
No, I have a 20-year-old student, and then some of them are 16, some of them are 17, some of them just turned 18, and were like able to vote and be like, "Yeah, we're going to vote," and then you know, Trump won, so. They all cried.
I guess enough of them didn't vote.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't vote early and vote often, as the saying goes. But yeah, I have a lot of bright students, and I'm very thankful for those people.
Well, you don't have to talk about their skin complexion.
I do have a lot of bright students. Not more than I have dark students.
I mean, I know how New Orleans is. You got all shades of colors out there.
You want to say high yellow, don't you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Redbone. I want to say Redbone, though.
Yeah, Redbone.
I like Redbone.
Yeah.
High yellow just sounds like a Chinese guy who just smoked too much weed.
Uh,
Oh. So James.
It's awkward. So Sunny, nice. Yes.
I feel like I'm interviewing Jerry Lewis for The Hollywood Reporter.
No.
Or Terry Schiavo.
Because I'm 90.
Did you see that shit?
What, the Terry Schiavo?
No, the Terry Schiavo interview.
She's been dead for like
Terry years. Schiavo actually said more.
She was like...
Okay, apparently Hollywood Reporter was like doing this series of interviews with nonagenarians. Is that how you say it?
People yes. In people are 90 or older.
In the entertainment industry who are still entertaining, working, whatever. And so they sent this douchebag reporter who didn't prepare,
did not prepare.
And if he'd have known that Jerry Lewis had a reputation for being
stymieing,
yeah, very reticent and just to say anything in an interview.
Did he ask him if he had any other hits besides Great Balls of Fire? was he that prepared?
It was about that level. Basically,
so you're 90. How's that?
You're 90. All your friends are dead, and you're still alive and functioning, and have your marbles in your. How's that working out?
It's good.
Yeah, that's basically was the whole interview.
Yeah,
and Jerry Lewis.
I prefer when they interview Shannon on an Arians.
Wow! Wow! Wow!
Blue, 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 blue moon. Dip to dip to dip.
Oh my God! There's salt on the side of this margarita, not on the rim.
No.
Yeah, it's all over.
Well, I mean, I'm just wondering how I'm going to look like tonguing this thing all the way around.
Go. You're going to look fucking. You're going to look fucking sexy.
That's how you're going to look. Like I'm talking about to a glass.
Yeah. I do it all.
Just pretend.
I pretend like I'm eating ass whenever I'm drinking.
Damn straight. Things. Why do you think it's called a rim job, man? Come on.
Got to work it.
Right. Anyway,
now we're all just going to watch you awkwardly.
Only the ones that Sonny uses or goes on is a lot more salty.
No.
The asses, they're a lot more salty than that rim.
That's not polite. No, it's not. Just I don't even have
oniony.
Well, I was like looking. I was like, there's not much salt on this rim. Man. Does it make you cry because they're oniony?
I thought bags weren't. Never mind.
Good.
I'm sorry. We're talking about Jerry. Jerry Lee Lewis.
Speaking of people that died in 2016.
Yeah. So basically, it's an interview of like 7 solid minutes of Jerry Lewis no selling this asshole.
Like fucking, it's like the point before it turns in a Hulk Hogan fight. He's like, nope.
Yep.
Not today.
Nope. He even imitates him doing the awkward laugh where the guy laughs and Jerry Lewis is like, ha ha ha. Like, how do you get people to show up for you? It's easy. We tell people where it's at, and they show up.
I'm Jerry fucking Lewis.
Yeah.
How is screenwriting now? Writing screenplays is that different? Exactly the same.
Do you use a dictaphone? Do you use like a dictaphone or? A
if I told you, then you would start doing it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because you're old, you couldn't possibly use a typewriter or a keyboard.
Or like write freehand or whatever.
Or how about this? He's a millionaire. You know what he uses? A fucking assistant.
Yeah.
He says things and somebody else writes it down.
Yeah. Oh, God. People were saying, oh, Jerry Lewis is such a prick. No, he's not. He's fucking awesome. That dude fucking deserved it.
Yeah.
Fuck the Hollywood Reporter.
Yeah, it turns out Jerry Lewis and King of Comedy is the real Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
Watch that movie, kids. 1982.
I do want to see. I haven't looked up for any of the footage of the day the clown that cried or whatever the Holocaust clown movie that never got released. They shot the whole thing. Robert Rowell is
Robert Rowell likes talking about the movie. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, no one's seen it. You know, somebody, some other celebrity has like seen footage of it or something, and he's like, "Yeah, you're right not to release this."
So yeah, imagine
is it on the internet?
You can find rogue clips.
Yeah, there may be some clippages of it. You'll never
find
it. All
right, challenge accepted.
I was going to say, if anybody can find it.
I was going to say, what's the name of this thing?
What's it called? The Clown Who Cried?
The Clown Who Cried, or The Day the Clown Cried.
The Day the Clown Cried, or something like that. Whatever.
Something about clowns are crying. Yeah. It's like a clown during the Holocaust, and he's like, you know, he's like entertaining the kids so that they'll be quiet and go on into the little showers.
Jesus.
Yeah.
The concentration camp, yeah.
If I do find them, I'm not going to tell anybody now. It's fucking horrible.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. Speaking of Robert Rowell, who was on last week's podcast, we actually, imagine this, we actually have, not only do we have listeners out there, we have listeners who listen and then care about the accuracy of what we say.
Oh, you mean my new favorite listener next to my friend Brandon, whose birthday was yesterday? Happy birthday, Brandon.
Yeah.
This Happy guy, birthday, though, Brandon. He's my second favorite listener.
Yeah, Andrew Lehman. Apparently, he said, "Hey, guys, love the Wretchedy podcast so much that I've kept listening even after moving full across the country. Anyways, I'm contacting
fucking dedication.
You.
I live in the city and I don't listen to it.
Yeah, it's also on the internet, so it's like not like far by distance.
Yeah. He's paying long distance charges to listen to the podcast. Holy crap.
He goes down to the old Morse code. That's my favorite.
That's Sunny Weathers.
Could you repeat that?
I hope he's on MCI, Friends and Family, so he can listen to it for cheap.
And you can listen to a pin drop.
Yeah.
I heard that recently. Is that Dork?
Probably. I think that I have
about MCI?
Yeah, I think so. MCI. I don't know. I have no idea in what context, but yes.
You can hear a pin drop after I tell a shitty joke. Nobody laughs. Yeah. Anyway, I'm contacting you to correct something that was said in episode 209. This is episode 210, so it was the last one. When Robert Rao talks about the decent to bad movie Remember Me, he states that Robert Pattinson's brother died in the World Trade Center attacks, which is false. The brother committed suicide 2 years prior. The only clue that it is ever given, the only clue that is ever given that lets you know it's around 9/11 is that the movie opens up with a timestamp set in 1991 on a New York subway station with the 11-year-old female love interest witnessing her mover being mugged, must be her lover being
the
mugged.
The love interest is an 11-year-old in this movie?
I don't know. Being mugged and murdered in front of
Thai people.
I don't think I'm ever going to watch this.
It then flashes to 10 years later, 2001, and it's completely normal drama romance with her learning to open up and trust him and give him that.
Basically, he just he puts this into layman's terms, correct?
Yeah.
Three paragraphs about a movie nobody gave a fuck about. That's why this guy's awesome.
Yeah.
Like I think we sent that to the director. He's like, wait a minute, holy shit, he's right.
So I just wanted to correct that and also add that I'm disappointed that this beautiful train wreck of a premise that was spoiled for you. Now I just can't believe I dedicated this much of my time to writing about such a D-level movie. Well, thanks for doing what y'all do. Andrew Lehman, Associate.
Esquire. Don't say where he's from. Jesus.
No, Associate AIA. Is that an architect?
AIA. I think he's an android. He's an artificial intelligence
officer. Fuck, it's social though. Fuck. Damn you, Tequila, why have you betrayed me?
So, anyway, thank you, Andrew. Appreciate that.
Yeah, Robert Rao has talked many times about that movie and how he's like, you know, it's like one of those movies where you're like, really, you're along for the ride, and all of a sudden at the end it's like, and like you feel like the movie is reaching out of the screen and like strangling you.
It's like another movie that I watched recently that I can't talk about, and I was like, wow, didn't see that coming. Huh, everybody, huh? What expecting that?
I know what he's talking about.
I will be able to talk about this next week.
Okay.
I
saw it fucking Thursday night because, you know,
shit. Well, I'll probably see it Thursday night next week.
Well, that's next week. I mean,
me
I saw
77 Vader saw it Saturday morning with a flash.
I saw you.
Tavern.
I saw you posted pictures from Movie Tavern.
I went to the 9 a.m. showing.
You can talk about where you went to see it now that you've seen it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was at Movie Tavern. I don't care.
Okay.
It was like 9:02 whenever I sat down, and the lady comes over there and she was like, can I get you anything to drink? I said, is it too early to get drinks? And she goes, it's never too early. I was like, I love your
hell
attitude.
Yeah.
I'll take a Maker's, and then you can just, you know, close me out because I'm just going to keep pouring it out of my pocket into that cup. I got some good whiskey coming. Thank you.
So, y'all want to talk about that fight video real quick? The one
hang on. Can I just say one more time?
Yeah.
I fucking love everything about Movie Tavern except for the service. Literally, I ordered Maker's, neat, and a bottle of water. So all somebody had to do was tilt a bottle of Maker's into a cup and then take a bottle of water out of wherever they keep bottles of water and bring it to me. Motherfuckers around me that ordered food after me got food made and brought to them before I got whiskey in a glass with no accoutrement and a bottle of water.
Damn.
Well, that's pretty shitty.
That is pretty shitty.
Both times that's happened to me. I guess they go down there and like, what does it mean? He wants it neat. I don't know. We got to Google that shit.
Neat. I actually had somebody at, it was like a wedding or some function I was at, and the caterer, you know, had some kid behind the bar serving, I said, yeah, I'll have a scotch. Neat. Yeah.
What, were you in a movie in the 70s? I'll have a scotch. I'll what kind? Scotch?
I'll have a scotch. Right there. That was, they had it right there. I'll take a, one of those. Neat. And he's like, huh?
Neat?
Yeah, yeah, scotch is kind of neat. Like,
oh, that was scotch. Neat. Yeah. Isn't that neat that I just
No.
Scotch?
No, motherfucker.
I have a scotch awesome.
I have a scotch cool.
Scotch swell.
You want a scotch in the 50s?
You can't do a scotch in a menthol.
But it's so scotch swell. Cool.
Hey, Ward Cleaver, what kind of drink do you want? I'll have a scotch swell.
I'll have a scotch jeepers, Wally.
What, so Beaver's name was Beaver Cleaver? Is that what?
I don't know. What was his real name?
No, I mean, his real name was like Jerry Mathers, but, you know.
Well, I mean, the character's real name, but, like,
his Beaver. The last name of the family was Cleaver.
Cleaver.
And his nickname was Beaver.
Yeah
Beaver
so,
Cleaver.
So he's Beaver Cleaver. Man, that's, it must have had quite the reputation in college.
Fuck yeah.
Slaying that pussy.
Slaying that pussy, all right. Yeah.
See, I'm not as subtle as James.
If you weren't, if,
what
I mean,
was his real first name? I mean, remember. His not.
Yeah,
his,
the character's real first name.
What was the character's real first name?
It was probably something like Alphonse or something. I don't know, like Aloysius.
I hope it was something like Leandre.
If only there was somebody with Siri around.
Oh, you want me to Siri it?
Sure, why not? This is something you do.
What was Beaver Cleaver's real first name?
This is something they do on Dork. There we go.
You fucking ruined it by kept on talking.
Theodore.
Oh,
Theodore!
Right.
God damn it, Theodore.
Theodore Beaver Cleaver was portrayed by Jerry Mathers.
Ah.
Tony Dow was Wally?
Yeah, sure, Tony Dow. Yeah.
Hugh Beaumont.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
Barbara something.
Barbara Billingsley. No,
Barbara Billingsley.
Barbara Billingsley.
Hugh Beaumont and Kenneth Haskins was
Eddie Haskell.
Oh, no. I just remember Barbara Billingsley could get it even in Airplane.
Larry White was Lumpy.
Barbara Billingsley.
Oh, yeah.
Barbara Billingsley was an Airplane.
How the fuck do I know the real names of all the cast members of fucking Leave It to Beaver?
I don't know.
Even fucking Lumpy. Really? I Lumpy. Know Lumpy.
What was Lumpy's name?
The guy was Larry White.
Holy shit, I think you're right.
Hmm.
Wow.
I need hobbies.
This segment of the Red Chick Podcast is brought to you by the 1950s.
Meanwhile, I can't remember fucking 7th grade through my sophomore year of high school. Getting hit in the head too much.
Speaking of the 50s, we saw an interracial incident on the internet.
Because nothing typifies the 1950s.
Like racial strife.
Like racial strife.
Exactly.
Yes. Oh, that reminds me. Did I ever tell you about the idea for a family dinner calendar that we had for my comedy troupe?
No.
January was going to be like David Vetrano in like a fireman's outfit, like maybe without a shirt, but you have the suspenders and the hat, and he's like got a fire hose and he's spraying, and he's like, oh, I'm so sexy, and he's like spraying the fire hose off the edge of the page. And like February was going to be Michael Honoré and myself being hit with a fire hose.
Jesus.
And that was it. Just 2 months.
Just 2 months. That's it.
I was going to say, well, you could have had a doctor in there too.
Because that's all you can handle.
You can have Gory in there in like a fucking open doctor's coat with like a stethoscope.
Yeah. That's all we had. So anyway, speaking of interracial.
You could have had him like he was peeking into between a woman's legs with the feet up in the stirrups and like April.
Like an OBGYN.
It's Mike Honoré like, hey!
You could have had like 2 months of nude Emily's.
Mm.
Emily Sanders.
Wasn't the other one Emily Binion?
Yeah.
2 months.
Oh, I was, yeah.
Okay. Oh, man. All right, so the fight.
I'm going way back.
Yes, you are. I mean, there hasn't been a woman in the family dinner for like years now. So, yeah, you have to go way back. It's been a sausage party. Sausage Fest? Sausage Factory?
Sausage Party, terrible movie.
Yeah?
Oh, was horrible. It? Oh, it's god awful.
The animated movie with the food?
Yeah.
And
like they have sex and murder and they cuss a lot. You think it'd be right up my alley.
No.
Like 20 minutes in, I was like, I can't.
Yeah.
I've never been this high.
I think it was like Entertainment Weekly had like top 10 memorable moments in movies and they talked about the food orgy in that movie.
I didn't make it that far.
Oh. Really?
It's fucking horrible.
Food orgy? They talked about the
food
orgy?
If I turn off a comedy about drugs and sex and murder and food, then it's fucking bad.
Yeah, they just said it was a memorable scene. They didn't say whether or not the whole movie itself was good, but
It's not.
All right.
Yeah.
Speaking of memorable,
let's talk about this interracial incident.
I don't think the guy who got his ass whooped in that video remembers getting his ass whooped. So that's why it's a good thing his wife videoed it. If you haven't seen it, there's a video. I don't know if it was shot in New Orleans. A friend sent it to me on Facebook a couple of nights ago in a thread. And
I have no reason to believe it was.
It just picks up right in the middle, like on a sidewalk, not a busy sidewalk. And I don't know what happened before. Maybe there was a black guy and a white guy, and it's dimly lit. But the white guy looks like his hat says "Make America Great Again," and he sounds like it too.
You know what would make America great again?
Hmm.
Getting rid of those fucking stupid hats.
Yeah.
I'm not just talking about the Make America Great hat. I'm just talking about that style of hat.
The trucker hats?
No, not even a trucker hat. Like, if it's a well-made trucker hat, but, like, that looks like some shit you got, like, with a satin jacket on your sixth-grade baseball team. That just like, oh, we got these $3 for $1 trucker caps.
Or you got it.
Like, Bengals and Bandits has some really awesome trucker hats. And, like, Snapback style hats are fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Man, those fucking cheap, shitty ones are just god awful. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Or you smoked enough Marlboros and sent in the EPCs to them?
Like Dale Gribble. Yeah.
I'm old enough to
remember when you could get shit from Marlboro Miles.
Yeah, and you got the matching satin tote.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had a leather satin tote. I had a pleather Marlboro gym bag that I got from smoking. Who says smoking's bad?
So this video picks up in the middle of the verbal confrontation, and it certainly looks like the white guy is the aggressor. He's moving a lot, and
he is much more agitated.
Very agitated, saying "motherfucker" a lot.
"Motherfucker, I'll fuck you up. I'll fuck you up like when I was in the Marines.
Yeah, he talks about he was in the Marines. I used to beat the shit out of pieces of shit like you when I was in the Marines.
Yeah.
And the black guy's like, "Shut up."
Okay, shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
He's just standing there, just shut up. And the big dude, the black guy looks like he's pretty big, and the white guy is just like, whatever. And then going back and forth. And then finally, the black guy is being cool. He's just saying shut up. He's not doing anything. And then the white guy says the magic word.
Do you want me to say it? Is that my cue?
Yeah, say it.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, nigger.
And
literally, is this the only reason you wanted James on?
That's the only reason I wanted James on the podcast.
Have him tell this story, Jesus.
That's it.
Nick will say it.
You just have him sit over here in the corner and say, "Excuse me, James, I need you to say it again."
I'm the stunt racial slur sayer.
The stunt sayer.
Stunt double. Say that every word. Yeah.
The stunt utterer. So, and it was like, the black guy was a good, 10, 15, 20 feet away from him.
He was pretty far away because the white guy was walking away.
Walking away. And the closing speed was remarkable because the R hadn't even been fully enunciated.
Is this where I should be like, "Well, you know those people are fast."
Thanks, Jimmy the Greek.
Jimmy the Greek would tell you they were bred right. So the R is still coming out of his mouth. And this dude is just poop, 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 poop,
poop. If you've ever played Killer Instinct, and you know, like, when they do, like, one of those 100-hit combos.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what it's like. Combo!
The wife is, I guess it's his wife.
I don't know.
His old lady. It's a female videoing it. And she, as soon as he says the word, you hear her say, oh no.
A line has been crossed.
She knew what was going to happen. And you just hear, I mean, you can literally hear the punches connecting on this dude's face. And the best part was the dude's hat
flies off in space. Yeah.
It fucking flew off this dude's head.
I'm just afraid of what the world is going to become in, you know, the coming months and years.
His hat now says "Make America Orbit Again."
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't know. People are like way more comfortable being racist now.
They're not. Those people that are like that, they've always been like that.
I know they've been like that, but they're like feel more comfortable like being open about it. Like let's have a rally in public and be like, "Oh, hail Trump, hail, you know, the fucking white race."
It ain't Trump.
I don't fucking. It's a symptom. It's a symptom. I'm not saying that Trump is the cause, but he's a symptom, and he's like one that's like come to fruition in the last like year and a half.
You don't think he's emboldened?
We just had a black president kick everybody's ass and be a great president for 8 years.
And so this isn't a backlash.
Just because a bunch of assholes were like, that dude said you fired on TV, I'm voting for him. Just because literally every president ever, half the country's hated him.
Yeah.
Just nobody gave a fuck when it was Woodrow Wilson because they didn't have Twitter. Only reason it's more out there now, you see it more now, is because of all the social media. Yeah. It's even exploded just in the 4 years since Obama was elected last time. I think people were just like anybody but Hillary.
You have a lot of people like that.
If you fucking
apparently.
You have a lot of people like that.
And and I'm a Republican, and I wouldn't fucking vote for Trump. Not just because I was like, he was the TV show guy.
So many reasons not to vote for him. But like nobody, you know, like apparently for half the country, those reasons weren't enough. It's like, you know, yeah, he's a little bit racist. Yeah, he's a little bit sexist. Yeah, he's.
I'm a little bit racist.
You're a little bit too.
So you mean to tell me that you think the woman from Arkansas isn't just a little bit racist herself?
Well, she's originally from Chicago.
She knows how to, you know, keep it in the closet and be like, oh, well, you know.
That doesn't make it better. Wouldn't it be better to have the fucking dude who's just out there with his, like, I don't know, Mexicans?
Whatever.
You know. At least he's up front about who he is. Like, fucking Hillary has people.
Fucking politicians to be up front.
Hillary has people. That's not what politicians do.
Politicians lie. They like
Clintons had like 87 people murdered.
Yeah, like in private.
Keep that shit private, man. Keep that on the down low. Oh well.
Jesus fuck.
I just like literally if I voted for Gary Johnson just because I was like
because you don't want your vote to count. I understand.
No. I want my vote to count that maybe next time a third party can actually get matching funds and have a decent chance.
If third parties want to like be viable in a presidential race, they have to start like at like ground level. They have to start like with local, you know, and like state legislature.
I thought you were going to say they have to get a better candidate as opposed to Trump and Hillary.
That too, as opposed to like, I'm just going to answer this question while I'm thinking my tongue out.
Yeah, I was still hoping that like a fucking like a meteor was just going to hit one of those debates and then we could start over fresh.
I don't want to go too much onto a political tangent, but this just the timing of this from CNN 5 minutes ago. Certified final election results show more Americans voted for Hillary Clinton than any other losing presidential candidate in U.S. history. So she's got that to feel
so
good
she
about.
Can, like, lord that over Michael Dukakis. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, the Electoral College does have its place because otherwise New York and California would elect every president ever.
Yeah.
And the rest of us, it wouldn't fucking matter what we think.
Back to the fight. The woman filming.
Regardless, Trump's a piece of shit. I just think 4 years from now, if he makes it that long, it ain't going to fucking matter.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll go back to this podcast.
I don't think we're going down the tubes. I don't think we're going to fucking be like, this America's amazing. I think it's just going to be fucking another. It'll be another bump in the road where we had a shit president for 4 years.
So, hey, it's the lovely Courtney.
Hey.
Hello. We'll be here at El Rio Grande.
I don't know why I'm speaking Italian.
The address. It's 8334 Airline Highway, just north of Florida, across from Frank's. Some of the best margaritas and nachos. And anywhere around. Okay. So we're going to put Sonny in the column of, he's horrible, but he's not going to kill the country. So I just don't think
he's going to wreck everything. I don't think it's as bad as everybody thinks it's going to be.
Okay.
Like fucking.
It'll be okay.
Like Truman was president.
It'll be okay.
Dewey was president.
Truman dropped an atomic bomb on another country. He killed 150,000 people with two orders.
And hey, and you know what? We're still here.
Yeah, we are. Hiroshima is.
I know, but how many did he save without the invasion of Japan?
Yeah, long term, big picture. Yeah, I'm just, you know.
You're never going to hear me say anything bad about it because my grandpa was in World War II and he would have invaded Japan. And fuck that.
Like all the white people when Obama got elected, they were like, well, that's the end of this. America's down the tubes. And you know what? We came out of it 8 years later better.
There goes the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So back to the fight. The female filming.
I'm just saying, don't let the president ruin shit for you. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who the president is. State Farm and Exxon still rule everything. And white trash assholes are still going to be white trash assholes.
You hear that, America?
And
it's still a plutocracy. Yay!
And fucking me and you and Jeremy are still going to hang out and not laugh at his dumb jokes. So. don't let them ruin your shit, man.
I'm going to become a lobbyist so people can laugh at my shit.
Just so people... The non-visual audience just know. I just fisted Sonny.
Fist bump.
Fist bump, Jeremy.
Sonny. Fisting me is later. That's after the podcast. I need a few more margaritas.
Yeah. And he was worried about licking the rim of the glass.
I literally thought that said Whitey Plantation on your wrist just now.
Whitey Plantation. This is Whitney Plantation.
I was like, this motherfucker. He said we're talking about Trump's going to ruin America. And he's got a Whitey Plantation bracelet on.
That's redundant. Whitey Plantation.
Kill the white people. Oh,
kill the white people.
You got to kill them till it hurts.
Kill the white people. What I'm hoping for.
Kill my landlord.
For me, the worst part about Trump being president.
Buy my record first.
So far is like Saturday Night Live was having a really awesome season. But since the election, like everything is a Trump joke. It's like, man, y'all were killing it. This was like one of the best seasons in recent memory. And then it's like, oh, it's just all going to be Trump jokes now, huh? They're funny, but it's like, fuck, man. Can I have seven? You got 7 minutes on a Weekend Update. Can I get a joke about Taco Bell in there somewhere? Just anything.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Nope, not going to do it.
All Trump.
All Trump all the time.
Mm.
All day, all night.
That being said, I had zero faith in Casey Affleck as a host. God damn it, he was good.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard rave reviews about...
Dude, John
Manchester,
Cena.
Manchester by the Sea or something like that?
The movie? Manchester by the Sea. Yeah.
Super sad, but awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
But really sad.
The woman filming the fight. She
does not want to let this go.
I just want to say, because the best part of...
I love his conversational alignment.
The second best part of the
start talking about something else entirely. I think 2 minutes from now, he's going to come back and be like,
he's just
let's talk about this woman.
I think he's just trying to get you to say it again.
No, I'm not. I want to give the woman her props, because Joe Rogan may lose his fucking job at UFC because this woman...
She got to the heart of the matter.
Good Lord, could she do some post-fight
commentary,
some insightful
post-fight. Well, sir, you should not have said the word nigger. You ought not have said that.
That's her post fight commentary, and that was just the hat.
You shouldn't have dropped the left. You should
the
have
hat
dropped,
getting a Ray Guy punt hang time, and her post fight commentary were the two best things. Yeah. I laughed my ass off. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah.
All right, we got to get other topics. I got about 20 minutes left.
Okay, Sonny's got a hard out in just a bit. He's got a hard on,
hard on and a hard out.
All right, this is neither one of you have heard about this, right? The out of Webster Parish, Louisiana. Well, it's actually Baton Rouge, but she's from
Baton Rouge,
Webster
Cindy,
Parish.
Baton Rouge. Okay.
Do y'all know where Webster Parish is? Way up there, just east of Shreveport, up there where Minden is. Minden,
sure.
Spring Hill,
yes.
You Borders, know, Arkansas. Minden.
Yeah, Minden. I'm down. I'm with it.
It catches
I-20. That's where they filmed that show, Mork and Minden.
it's just east of Bossier Parish.
Oh yeah, Bossier. Wonderful place.
So, I'm going to show you this lady's picture. Her name is Lynn Dorsey. Here you go. Get an idea of what she looks like.
Why do I know that name?
Like old Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, decent looking.
Or a young Blanche Devereaux.
All right, so she's 61 years old.
The first time I masturbated was to Blanche Devereaux.
It wasn't the first time, but I've also done that. Up top, just bump again.
So, 61 years old, decent
everybody
looking.
Everybody but Dorothy.
Yeah.
So she's in Baton Rouge. She works for the Webster Parish CVB, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, kind of like Paulo Rico and Baton Rouge here.
Yeah, the tourists.
Well, they've got one. Yeah, the tourist people up in Webster. Because you want to come on up to Minden.
Yeah, because why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? And so she's in Baton Rouge for some kind of function, and she's at her hotel room, and she decides, I got this new iPhone 7, and I got a brand new Instagram account. And my husband is back in Webster Parish. And so I'm going to go ahead and give him a little show because, you know, we're 200 miles apart, but No need for him to surf any web, surf any porn. I'm gonna help him get his rocks off right here. So she fires up that new iPhone 7 and her Instagram, and she starts putting on a nudie show. Nudie show on the iPhone 7. And she starts shaking it. I don't know what she does, but I'm sure she shimmied it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she worked it and twerked it. And everything else that you could think of that a 61-year-old woman could do without throwing out her hip.
So he can drink it.
Yeah. She put a dip in her hip and a glide in her stride.
Oh, yeah.
And a bone in his chicken.
What?
No. What? His cock.
What?
It's the way they say it in Leicester Parish, man. Put a bone in that cock.
Metaphor,
put a
bone metaphor, in that chicken. Metaphor, cock.
Man, she put a bone in my chicken.
I thought it was subtle.
She put a bone in my chicken, if you know what I'm talking about.
And she was putting on a show for him.
Bow, chicka, bow, now.
And every other follower of the Webster Parish CVB Instagram account.
Oh my shit, yeah.
For 30 fucking minutes.
She does not understand how social media works.
Apparently not.
She doesn't understand like the difference between sending a private message and posting something on your public wall.
Headline, inappropriate content mistakenly posted to Webster CVB social media.
No shit, inappropriate and mistaken.
Yeah, an error resulted in the sharing of inappropriate content on a social media
inappropriate
platform.
Inappropriate because of what she did or inappropriate because she's 61?
Take your pick. Social media platform maintained by the Webster Parish Convention and Visitors Bureau Monday night.
You might hit it. I don't know.
I mean,
I need to see her naked.
When I'm like 55, I'm sure I'm going to be like more appreciative of something like this.
A video depicting adult content with nudity.
I'm 39 and I'm pretty appreciative. Guilt.
Content with nudity went live on the Bureau's Instagram account around 10 p.m. and sent notifications to followers. Hey!
Oh, hey.
You are going to want to see this.
I'm sure Tina Turner did something like this.
This bitch is live.
The account was public at the time of the live feature and has since been changed to private.
Yeah, no shit.
She is the executive director of the CVB. 61-year-old Lynn Dorsey was unaware the video was being fed live to the Instagram account.
Cock, balls, and vagina? CBV?
Cock, vagina, balls.
Oh, I thought you said CBV.
CVB. Convention and Visitors Bureau.
I said CBV.
I might CBB. Have.
You know, whatever.
I've been hanging around with Cuban, so it all sounds the same. CBB.
Trabajo. Trabajo.
Yeah.
You do and you'll clean it up.
It went on from 10 to 10:30. She said, it was a horrible, honest mistake. I am mortified. I would never send that type of content out intentionally. It was a very private message for my husband.
I didn't realize I was gaping my pussy all over Facebook.
It was Instagram.
Whatever. How the fuck she do it for 30 minutes? Oh, I forgot. Instagram's got the live thing now.
It was a brand new phone and a new Instagram feature. Right now. I am a new Instagram user, and unfortunately, I pressed the wrong button. Oh, you pressed the right button, honey.
Yeah.
Did you press the little man in the boat? Oh, you pressed the right button.
That's your own button.
Dorsey posted the video via a Bureau iPhone 7. Oh, the Bureau paid for the iPhone 7, by the way.
Oh, yeah. This is all house material.
From a hotel room in Baton Rouge where she is conducting business relative to tourism.
What hotel?
Didn't say.
She's still there?
She's 61, Sonny.
Yeah. Motherfucker gotta eat.
I say that, but I'm like 13 years older than Jane, so, you know.
61 years old? More like Cobb Webster Parish.
You've been waiting all day to say that, haven't
Goddamn
you?
Goddamn right.
Waiting all fucking day to say that.
I actually thought of it on the way down from on Airline Highway.
Yeah,
like,
Cobb Webster.
Cobb Webster Parish.
Yeah, gotta go there. Cobb Webster.
Bats flying.
I'm not.
It could be a bat flying. It could be another sound entirely.
It could be. Oh, I like that. Yeah, could be. Could be.
I'm not.
Could be a man turning into a ladybug. I don't know.
I mean, hey, she's a decent looking.
Like I said, Stevie Nicks. Like, you know, I
decent
mind,
looking
you
woman
know.
There.
How old is Stevie Nicks anyway?
Oh, older than 61, I would say.
Oh.
Older than 61, Dax.
Shut up.
How old is Stevie Nicks?
Pussy. Her pussy is also 68.
It hurt it initially, but it edited it out because I guess it was like obviously
it was like James doesn't talk like this.
James, you don't talk like this.
Hey, I want to go to Webster Parish all of a sudden. Though. I mean, come on, who doesn't want to go get some gilf up in Webster up in Minden?
Me.
It is the parish. it is the parish seat.
God damn it, Jeremy.
She
why do you have to ruin everybody's good time? Huh? This used to be a classy podcast. Last time I was on here, we were talking about like you know political influences and world politics and shit. And you know,
we blew our load on that.
Midgets on fire.
We blew our load on that on November 8th, man.
November 9th.
Yeah.
Yeah, the day after I work at a school, and like the day after the election, like the all the teachers, I guess, were, you know, Hillary, at least Hillary supporters, if not fans. And like the principal
what?
Was like,
no, that's crazy.
And the principal was like, well, I know everybody here is depressed. I'm depressed too. I guess you guys want me to say something inspiring.
Sorry.
I don't have anything to say. You may have gotten an email from the, like, you know, the school leader, you know, team, and it may help you. It's not helping me. So go out there, teach.
The cafeteria. Today's school lunch, Zoloft.
Motherfuckers weren't this upset over the flood. Like.
Today for lunch, tater tots, roast beef, Zoloft.
My opinion is, man, you can't ever let a public official get you that riled up over anything.
They weren't riled up at all. It was like exactly the opposite. Everyone was like,
"No, you can't let it get that emotional." Because at the end of the day, I'm telling you, it's still State Farm, Exxon, Chevron, Coca-Cola.
It's still a plutocracy, corporatocracy. Yeah.
Those people have billions of dollars. Fucking Trump don't give a fuck about you. Hillary don't give a fuck about you. At the end of the day, Barack, Clinton, Bush, Reagan, JFK, Nixon.
Nixon. Sorry.
I think Millard Fillmore might have been the last president to give a fuck about you.
Ah, Millard Fillmore. That was a man I could get behind.
Way behind.
Way behind. He got you back. Way back.
I thought Pierce was the gay one.
Millard
Buchanan. James Buchanan was a gay one.
Millard Fillmore, that's right. Buchanan was fat, so you'd have to be way behind him.
Well, Taft was the
fattest. Taft was the fattest one.
Oh, that's right. Taft got stuck in a bathtub.
Taft was the fat one.
That man in a bathtub.
There were also rumors about Harding. Okay. Warren G.
Yeah.
That's right. Warren G. Regulate.
Warren G.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about the basketball player.
Warren G. Harding.
Regulate us! Mount up!
Because he would have these late night poker parties in the basement of the White House.
More like poke him parties.
Nice. Yeah, that was a. That was Warren G. Harding. And then he had a heart attack while he was fucking some guy in the ass. I don't know. A stroke?
Where else would you... Well, I mean, he was having strokes, obviously.
He was having strokes.
Stroking something.
He was stroking something. And that's how Calvin Coolidge became president. He was the vice president. And apparently Calvin Coolidge was like back home visiting his parents. And
is
so,
that code?
He was back home visiting his parents.
No, Calvin Coolidge was boring. I mean, boring. He was dull. His father swore him in, like,
you know,
in
why?
Their kitchen.
Heroin.
Was it? What was his father like on the Supreme Court or something?
He was a local judge.
Oh, okay.
And all of a sudden, you know, vice president, the president dies. Hey, you're now the president. We need you to swear it. There was a judge. Hey, my dad's right here.
Yeah,
and he swore him in. I think in the in
vice
their kitchen.
President and the president died.
No.
That's Harding what you was, just said.
No, president died. You're the vice president. Now you become the president.
You just said president, vice president died.
Sorry.
I was you're like, wait a minute. No, there's more to this story.
He dyed his hair. The vice president dyed his hair.
Oh, is that
and
what?
Then became
okay.
President. That's what happened.
Okay.
So yeah, Harding was one of those people that was born in the year that ends with a zero, and he's like part of that whole curse. Like
he was part of that curse.
1860 to 1916.
Reagan broke that shit.
1820?
Yeah, Reagan got shot, but he didn't die.
It was everybody.
1840. It was 1840. They
1840. Zachary Taylor
until
began.
Until Reagan.
Yeah, like Reagan got shot and broke it.
It was Zachary Taylor was the first, right? No, Zachary Taylor
wasn't one of
William Henry Harrison.
Yeah, like William Henry. That was like 1840, right?
1820 was William Henry Harrison. He was the one who lasted for 30 days.
Yeah, I know. Like, he was like, you know, he caught pneumonia. It is not
right. 30 days.
I thought it was 1840. Who was 1840?
Was Zachary Taylor.
No, Zachary Taylor wasn't born. He wasn't part of that cool curse.
I know, yes, in 1814, we took a little trip.
Along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little greens, and there we fought the British.
We fought the bloody British in the town of New Orleans.
William Henry Harrison was the 9th president. Tyler was the 10th president.
Tippecanoe and Tyler, too. Tippecanoe and Tyler, too.
And then Taylor was the 12th. Taylor was 1840. He died with the buttermilk and the cherries, the bowl of cherries.
Yeah, they didn't prove it was murder until like way later.
Yeah.
Or like Lincoln poison anyway.
Lincoln, 16th president, 1860. Garfield.
1880. 20th?
He was the 20th president. Yes, he was. He was the 20th president.
And McKinley, 1990?
No.
1990? Really?
1900.
Yeah. Garfield
fucking
was...
Fucking President, El Presidente, thank
McKinley,
you.
Yeah, McKinley was 1900.
El Presidente.
You're El Presidente, you fuck.
I'm not Trump, don't you call me that.
What?
McKinley.
El Presidente is a Mexican.
Shut the fuck up. I understand what the fucking word means. You goddamn
You were on Jeopardy. How do you not know El Presidente?
I know what El Presidente means!
I was going to say, you're the smartest person I know.
You don't know a lot of people.
I don't. I used to play basketball with Stephen Hawking. No relation.
Hawking's.
So I said it's no relation. It's not the same name.
I'm fucking picturing you playing basketball with Stephen Hawking now. And I'm like, what? How could you not win?
Anyway. R.I.P. Spuds McKinley.
1920 was Harding. 1940 was FDR. 1960 was JFK. All right.
1980 was Reagan, but he didn't die.
I think FDR, I think that's really kind of shitty because he was president for like 40 years.
Yeah. He was going to die in office.
Yeah.
But still, he got elected in 1940 and then died in 1944.
He almost made
45.
It.
Sure. Yeah, you're right. 45.
I know I'm right. That's why I said it.
He died, what, April? April of 45.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
It was March or April. He got reelected in 44 and didn't last very long.
He was during his term or his
so
presidency.
Technically, that didn't even count, but I'm glad they brought it back with Kennedy. You know, they were like, we got to keep this streak alive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, because he was like, elected in the fucking, you know, for the first time.
20s.
Yeah.
1913.
Yeah.
That's took a while.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's your presidential history.
Yeah. I
you think
fucking
get,
lost.
Do you think we'll ever get back to the 0-year curse, or do you think they'll start like a 16-year curse?
Hopefully it'll be a 16-year curse.
6 years.
the curse, 16, 36.
The curse of the sixes and twos.
36, 56, 76.
No, it wouldn't be six and two, would it? Oh, it would go six and then back to zero.
It would be six and... No, if it was like every... Well, it depends on if it's every 20 years or it goes back to zero, yeah. Because like the zero thing was every 20 years, right?
Yeah.
It was easy to remember.
Yeah. Well, we got a president that's a zero, so...
You're sub-zero, now plain zero. Sorry, I had a Running Man moment. I'm fine.
Sub-Zero would have been a better president for Mortal Kombat.
When I'm on the
Running
mic,
Man.
The DJ spins. I'm like, Sub-Zero. Sub-Zero wins.
You got to get out of here soon, don't you?
I do.
All right. Before we go, something I haven't done in a while.
I mean, y'all can stay.
Well, whatever. We can do that. But before you go, I want to deliver the...
Based on that look I just got from James, I'm going to say we need to wrap it up.
I didn't actually look at you.
I could feel it.
Before we go, before either of us have to go, I haven't done a shitty joke of the week in a while.
You did like seven
really?
Today.
I know, but an official one. And a shitty joke in an official...
Capacity.
Capacity, right. So this is not only Jeremy's shitty joke of the week. Since this is the final episode of the Registry Podcast in 2016.
Oh, the final podcast.
This is...
It's the final podcast.
This is Jeremy's shitty joke of the week.
2016.
Of the year.
2016.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's like Carl's Lock of the Week. I'm sorry. Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force used to do the Lock of the Week.
Is that the Fry guy?
Yes. No. Carl, yeah.
the neighbor. Yeah, okay.
He used to do picks on. He used to have a lock of the century of the week,
right?
On like the Sky Van Pelt show. It was funny as hell.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
This is my shitty joke of the year.
This is his shitty joke of the year.
Yeah. What do you call potatoes that watch internet videos?
I don't know, Jeremy. What do you call potatoes that watch internet videos?
YouTubers.
I'm fucking leaving. I might not come back.
Until next year.
Oh, Jesus. I hate that I even like them, that I even want to laugh. Can we have a suicide bag
I
right now?
I consider myself a pretty positive person. I've never considered suicide, you know,
that's
really.
That's a shitty joke of the year. That's worth.
Really?
That's a joke.
Until
that's
just
a,
now.
That's a shitty joke that's now. Worthy of you know shitty what? Joke of the year.
Yeah, especially 2016. Fuck Jesus yeah. Fuck.
I mean, and think about
you,
it.
You, after that, you still want to tell me Trump's the worst thing that happened this year?
No. No, I don't.
Look, I mean, if you're going to have a shitty joke of the year for 2016, it's got to be a really, really, really shitty joke.
Well, mission accomplished,
thank
Jeremy.
You.
Good job.
Thank yeah. you.
I want to hang a banner from a fucking deck of an aircraft carrier. He hung a banner from an aircraft carrier and said, mission accomplished, and you think Trump's going to be the fucking one? Come on.
Well, I mean, yeah, but he didn't put any Grand Wizards in the fucking cabinet, you know?
Sure he did. They were just better secrets.
That's what I'm saying. I want my politicians to lie to me better.
I want them to. I want to know it's out there. I want to be like, don't trust anything this motherfucker says.
Ignorance is bliss. Problem solved with just one kiss. Ignorance is bliss. I'm fine. I have a living color.
All right. So let me ask you this.
No, don't ask me.
If you could know the answer to everything.
No. Ooh.
Just everything. Like, oh, what happened to the dinosaurs? Was Jesus a real dude? Like, did the fucking Muslims really invent math? All of it. You can just know the answer to every question. Every question ever. Mysteries of the universe.
I think math came about before Muhammad, didn't it, James?
Depends on your definition. But
they're the one that started it as like a teaching thing.
Yeah.
But everything. You want to know, like, the Big Bang, all of it, the real shit, you can know all of it. But then you also have to carry with you the weight that all that knowledge brings.
Yeah.
Or would you just...
If we increase knowledge, is increased sorrow?
Yeah. Or would you just rather just be, like, just half a mongoloid who's just, like, dumb and stumbling through life, but, you know, you always got a smile on your face. Yeah. Like, do-do-do-do-do.
James happy.
Yeah. Which would you rather be? I mean, just based on how smart I already know you are, I think I'm pretty familiar with what's going to be the answer to this question.
Imagine, yeah, but like, yeah. Imagine to his point. Imagine this is like an SNL skit from years ago where the guy died and went to heaven.
Is this, I'm going
to
give me a shotgun and kill all the whiteys I see.
No,
because man, if they could redo that. That'd
no,
be awesome.
The guy went to heaven goodbye, and the guy was like, "Wow, yeah, I'm in heaven." It's like, yeah, it's like you want what do you want to know? You can know anything. We'll tell you anything. It's like, oh, I want to know like the most. It's astounding, mind-blowing things. Oh no! You can't handle that. It would screw you up for eternity. It's like, okay, well, tell me like the 30-second most astounding fact ever. And Tank Peter's like, professional wrestling is real.
Son of a bitch! I knew it. I knew it.
Yeah. So
I would take knowledge and sorrow.
And sorrow.
I just fucking need to know.
I don't think I would ever be comfortable being completely ignorant about stuff. Because once I know that there is a question to ask, then I would really want to know the
but
answer.
But you're done. Like, you don't know that there's a question to ask. You're just...
Yeah, I know. That's the thing.
You're
like,
just
I can't imagine Zeke in Arkansas
somewhere.
I can imagine seeking that knowledge. I can't imagine being unwilling or unaware of having questions
to
ask.
That's what I'm saying. I'd rather know.
I would rather know, but like once I know, I'm sure that I would be like, I regret knowing.
Me and information society.
Well, the good thing about knowing everything is you know where the good weed is, so you can help you forget
pure energy
about all the shit that's making you
I gotta walk
sorrowful.
Out. So gentlemen, it's been real. It's been fun.
Yeah.
It's been real fun. Love you.
Have
folks.
A good rest of 2016. Yeah. Peace out. Sunny Weathers.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yes, because let's get rid of this fucking 2016.
Yeah.
Shit.
You want to hang out for a little bit, James?
No, we can hang out for a few minutes. I got
a couple
be
minutes.
Three, yeah, I got to be.
Minutes.
Yeah, you get some dinner with
Yeah, we've got.
Well, my brother's got a lady friend he wants me to meet, so.
A lady friend.
Whoa, she's a lady.
I like that harmony.
Nice.
See, look at that. Look at you. You know what that was? What? That was racial harmony.
It was.
Later.
I would
lick this glass here.
I would take the knowledge and sorrow on one condition. If I knew ahead of time that all the conspiracy theorists are wrong, because I sure as hell don't want to spend the rest of my life knowing that they're right.
They can't all be right. Some of them contradict, but I'm sure at least one of them is right. One of them is right and it's going to blow your mind. The rest of them are just, you know, pure cockamamie bullshit.
Did you hear my story about the book, the Jesse Ventura book that got torn apart at a Dirty Santa party a couple of weeks ago?
No.
All right. So I'd gotten this free book as a promotion a couple of years back. I think we talked about it on an earlier podcast. Jesse Ventura. Yeah. It was a book called They Killed Our President, about the JFK assassination.
Okay.
Because, you know, Jesse Ventura, he's a conspiracy theorist. Yeah. I mean, he's not paranoid. He just has a show called Off the Grid.
Right.
That you can watch on the internet.
Which is where,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There's not a lot of censorship. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Right.
Everybody
it's
has
off the grid on the internet.
Right.
It's called They Killed Our President, subtitle 63 Theories You Can Believe In.
About is it the JFK 63 stuff. Because it's 1963?
Apparently.
Okay.
But 63 theories.
60, that's a lot.
It's like a buffet.
Yeah, it's quiet.
I mean, any schlub could just go and write a book about one theory.
He's got 60.
Of the conspiracy to kill JFK, because it was a fucking conspiracy, right?
Quite.
63, though, how can you not buy that book?
I know, because there's got to be at least one in there that holds water, right?
That's like going to a Chinese buffet. I'll have a little bit of this. I'll take some of that. No, no, I don't like that
one
right
there. Or even if you just really like fucking Crab Rangoon, you can just load up on that.
You just load up on the General Tso of JFK assassination.
Exactly.
The magic bullet. Oh, my God. I want some fucking magic bullet. Goddamn right.
Quite.
Like, more magic bullet, please,
back
over here.
And to the left.
Yeah.
Back.
And to the left.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Back. And to the left.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyhow, yes. So he's got this book, 63 Theories.
And so I had built up enough karma points. I think I talked about it on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, but I'll say it again. Built up enough karma points of Dirty Santa. Said, fuck it. I'm bringing that in a grocery bag covered with newspaper shredded up. And I'm putting that in the pile.
Okay.
And I ended up getting, the limit was 2 steals on any gift. You couldn't steal it more than twice. Well,
right.
I stole a bottle of Patron that was stolen previously, so it was mine. Locked
Bingo.
In. Boom.
Rock.
Friend of ours, kind of crazy. We love her, but she comes to steal the Patron because she doesn't give a fuck about the rules. Like, nope. Huh? I have to explain to her. No, it's already been stolen twice. It's off the board. So she goes to the pile, and she picks up the paper bag. Oh, here we go. And she shows it to everybody and rips it apart. Ripped apart a book right there in the living room. It was the best fucking thing. It was so awesome to watch.
She was not happy with her.
She literally ripped it apart.
Wow.
I told everybody, I was like, y'all are going to want to watch this. Yeah. So that was fun. But yeah, so the conspiracy theories. You could have 63 conspiracy theories in that book right there. I've never read the book, but apparently I'm sure some of them were conflicting, but
yeah,
it didn't matter. You could choose which ones you wanted. Yeah. Now, conspiracy theorists, we talked about it last week. Just two things. People are stupid, including people in the government, and people can't keep their damn mouth shut.
Yeah, I would accept that as an axiom.
That's
true no matter what.
Those are the two truths that I think that prevent, you know, conspiracy theories from lasting.
Yeah.
Was Watergate a conspiracy? Yes, it was. How long did it last? About 2 weeks.
Right.
Before somebody blurted out, there's a cancer on the presidency.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh.
Blah, blah, blah. People talk.
Yeah. I gave the analogy last week. Go throw a surprise birthday party for somebody. And it involved about a dozen people.
Yeah.
Tops. 48 hours later, not a secret anymore.
Exactly. Was it Stalin that said 3 people can keep a secret if 2 of them are dead?
Yeah.
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 I think Benjamin Franklin had a similar quote, but, you know, the idea is the same.
Yeah,
People talk,
but, oh, yeah, all this shit going on. Oh, the one that happened this week, the ambassador, the Russian ambassador getting shot on live TV in Turkey. People were like, where's the blood?
Yeah.
Motherfucker, he's big. He's laying down. It's under him.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a good quality suit and it's absorbent. Jet fuel doesn't absorb human blood.
If you can think of any theory, there's always like a conspiracy theory that suggests that there's somebody, alien presence, some under the covers thing going on behind closed doors, smoky rooms. Like people,
yeah.
I don't know if people feel more comfortable with the idea that all of the actions are like being directed by some unknown party, or if
it's a new religion.
Yeah,
I think it's a new religion because if you think about it. Religion, what's the difference? I'm not pissing people off, but I don't give a fuck. You probably turned it off by now anyway. the difference.
Sunny's gone. Let's turn it off.
The difference between a religion and a superstition is time and acceptance. Mm. Time and acceptance.
Yeah, I think. Well, I was going to say like yes, acceptance. So like the number of people that believe in it. So.
Yeah. If it's been around a while and people accept it, it becomes a religion. So, and it's religion was developed to explain things that were unexplainable, the inexplicable, or things that you weren't able to understand fully. So you just said, well, it's a higher power that's doing this. For the most part, like, right. Oh, where'd we come from? God. You know, how did this happen? God. Where did the rainbow come from? God. The superpower that we can't see, this imaginary hand, or imaginary, this invisible hand. I'm sorry, not imaginary.
So, what was that, John Locke? Adam Smith. Invisible hand?
The invisible hand of the market.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Capitalism is a religion.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
And now you know the rest of the story.
Yeah. But conspiracy theory, okay, well, this awful thing happened. It looks like if you want to be a simple sheeple, this is if Occam was sheeple. William of Occam, the simplest
example. The razor guy?
Yeah, the razor guy. Did he go to work for Gillette?
The best a man can get.
The best a man can get. Occam was a sheeple. Because nothing's just as simple as it looks. It's never that simple. Never, James. It's never that fucking simple. You poor soul, don't you understand? There are invisible forces at hand. There are dark forces out there manipulating want you to think that this is what's going on.
Is this how we're
going
to end 2016 on the Reg Dick podcast?
Why not? If you're a conspiracy theorist, go fuck yourself. I'm sorry. I have friends out there that are conspiracy theorists. Go fuck yourself. Please. It's just, you need to get fucked. That's why you're a conspiracy theorist. You haven't gotten blown enough. Get a blowjob. Please.
And that's a good...
That's how you should end 2016, with a blowjob.
Get a blowjob.
Get one, give one. I don't give a fuck.
Get one and give one at the same time.
2069.
Bingo. All right. A good way to end it.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and wrap it up. We're going to... supposed to take a break. We'll see. We may have a special show next week. We'll see what happens. But definitely, we're going to kick off 2017 with myself, Sunny Weathers, and Adam Wilson.
Adam Wilson? Holy shit.
The Engaged.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Engage.
He's
going to make it.
Make it so?
Make it so? Make it snow?
I mean, in some way, shape, form, or fashion, I'm sure he will.
Yeah. Yeah, he will. He's got dandruff. Whatever. Anyway, we love you, Adam. shit, Sonny left without taking his gift. I'll have to go bring it to him later. All right. Well, hey, thanks for listening to the Red Streak Podcast this year, folks. I want to thank all the guests. Too many to name. A ton of guests here on the show this year. And thanks for listening. Spread the word. And check us out in 2017 for Sonny Weathers. I'm Jeremy White.
I'm James Brown.
You've been listening to the Red Shtick Podcast.
Stick it to him. Oh, shtick, no. Shtick? What the fuck is it?
Stick around,
folks. Stick around, folks.
Thank you. Inward.
I'll stick it to him. Inward. Do-do-do-do-do!